HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when the lockdowns began, I really thought I would eventually go back to office someday and record all of these podcasts from the studio. But here we are almost a year later and companies have settled into what is being called the hybrid work culture. That basically means that we are now going to office some days, sitting at home on other days, and some people are not going to office at all. But what all of this means for organizations is that everything is happening over the internet even more. And the control companies have on the network, and the network in this case means wherever the data is going, is much lower. It's no longer within the four walls of the company's office. It can be in a coffee shop, it can be at our homes, it can be at our relatives' homes, and so on and so forth. And that means that the threat of a cyber attack is more real now than ever before. And we can see that in just the number of cyber attacks that we have witnessed on companies over the past year. There have been many, and many cybersecurity companies have said that the overall number of attacks grew by much more than what anybody expected. Now, all this really means that enterprises have to put forth new data protection rules. They have to figure out how to adapt to the changing landscape and plans to deal with new security threats. And all of that begins with what is called endpoint security. Endpoint security is basically a way for companies to figure out how to secure the devices that we actually use, because these are the devices that are holding the data that is very dear to a company. And approaching this requires a plan. To start with, an organization has to make sure that its data has assigned a value and sorted and stored priority-wise. That means it has to understand the current access points, it has to develop clear policies for end-user data access, and outline rules for how the data will be disseminated outside the organization. In the current scenario, data is mostly outside the organization, right? And that, of course, is a very important thing to take care of. Dell Technologies has something called Dell Safe Data. This solution allows IT teams to easily enforce encryption policies irrespective of where data is stored. That could be on a system drive, it could be on external media, and it doesn't require user intervention, which means that a lot of this can be done remotely. Another thing that we are all talking about at this point. But encryption and Dell Safe Data is only the first step. Companies also have to identify what kind of devices their employees are using, because all of us like to work in different ways, right? Some of us work from a phone, some of us work from a laptop, we have different kinds of laptops, we have different kinds of phones, and so on and so forth. And this is important because that's how they will figure out what their response plan will be. They have to figure out what to do if an employee loses their device. Do they have proper ways to recover data, trace the data, or a proper data removal plan? From Dell Technologies, you get something called Dell Safe BIOS, which can be supremely useful for companies in this case. This application ensures that indicators of attack are identified earlier and cybersecurity threats can be nipped in the bud. Basically, it means that an enterprise can be ready for a cyber attack even before it happens. And as they always say, prevention is better than cure. Now, sometimes companies have some of these good things in place and they have good rules and they have good policies, but they still fail to chart out an efficient threat detection and response plan. This is the third thing that a company has to be aware of today. Without advanced security mechanisms, understanding risk patterns, and detecting malicious activity, the whole idea of cybersecurity can be a Herculean task. And that is where Dell Safeguard and Response, which is powered by VMware Carbon Black and SecureWorks, that comes in. What this offers is a way to analyze endpoint activity and prevent emerging threats. So taking from the last point, this also helps them be ready for a cyber attack even before it happens. It automates a lot of the manual effort, which basically reduces the chances of errors and, of course, improves the entire security stack. Hackers often say that if you're on the internet, you're hackable. Nothing on the internet is not hackable. For regular users like you and me, this could feel like just a way to protect our data to make sure that people can't see our chats or maybe people can't look at our emails. But for companies, it could actually mean a huge loss and a huge hit on their business. So cybersecurity in the new world is of paramount importance to them. Now, all of this additional security usually comes with compromises, because security, as they say, often comes with compromises in performance, in productivity, and the overall impact on the organization's work. The Dell Trusted Devices portfolio makes sure that high level of security doesn't come at this cost. Employees have to collaborate today, and collaborating tools which are remotely used are not affected by all of these cybersecurity solutions. So not only do end users get to work in a secure but virtual workplace, they also get to be part of the cohesive work environment and with minimized risk of cyber attacks. Dell Technologies has been working and building layers of defense, protection, detection, and recovery on top of the existing Dell Trusted Device Foundation for years now. And a lot of this already exists in a lot of companies. But for those who don't use such protocols, the new hybrid work culture might make it absolutely essential. And it's about time that you implemented the same solutions. This episode is sponsored by Dell Technologies.
So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.